Tonight's shir is from Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Seif Yud. Yesh Misha Omer Shenohagin Sholach Al Basar B'Yomin Eskarim. There are those who say that those who have the minig not to eat meat in the above mentioned days, different Hogim or Smashchoidish Av Shosh Achalbo, Mutar B'Tav Shoshin Espash Al Basar. Even if they're not eating actual meat, they will eat foods cooked with meat. But they're forbidden to have poultry or meat from, that was salted or wine that is freshly squeezed. And it is permitted to drink wine from Havdalah or benching. The Ramah adds, the meaning is not to drink wine by Birchas Hamazon or Havdalah. But they give the wine to a child. In a place where there is no child, he could drink the Havdalah himself. If it's a Sudas Mitzvah, gone, Mila Pidin Aben, a Bris or Pidin Aben, Vesia Mesechas Usudas Erison, and a Simon Mesechta or a Suda of a Kedushin, Ochlin Basa Veshoisin Yain, Kol Hashayachim Vesuda. You can eat meat and drink wine, all those who are participants in the Suda, but one should minimize the group. It should not be a large number of people at this Suda. In the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs, one should not eat meat or drink wine, only a small number, a small minion only, exactly a minion. And even Erev Tisha B'Av will be allowed. As long as it's not the Suda Hafsekas. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkan Samach Gimel. Mutar B'Tavshal. There are those who say that even though we don't eat meat, but we can have food cooked with meat. Aval Shuman Shal Basar. Now fat from meat, Dino Kibasar Asma. We treat exactly like meat. V'Asu Le'echol Tavshal Sheyesh Bo Shuman. And one would not eat a food that was prepared with fat from meat. Ve'idna nehigi almo le'esar af tafshol bas. Now the minig is not to eat things cooked with meat as well. Ve'davka b'tafshol bas. And this refers to things cooked with meat. Avlamak nespashol b'kaderishol bas. But if it's cooked in a pot that was used for meat, but there's no meat in the pot, pshita demuta for sure is permitted. Venira. It would appear that if meat fell into a product that was being cooked, and there was 60 times more than the meat, it's poshut that it's mutter as well. The meat itself, if you can notice, it has to come out. But as far as the flavor, if it's baltal b'shishim, it's not a problem. So even though the Mechaber brings, there were those that were noyig not to eat meat, but to eat things cooked with meat, like chicken soup, for instance. Not the chickens, chicken soup, or beef soup. Without the beef, we don't do that. Our meaning is not to have things that were cooked with meat, even if there's no meat actually in the food we're eating. And the Mishnah Berurah says, as Parshat, you can use meat kalim. Fleisha kalim is not a problem. In addition, I would add that if you were making in the oven a potato kugel, a parv kugel, at the exact same time as you're making chicken or meat, the same oven, the same time, opened, uncovered, you would be allowed to eat the kugel. The kugel is not going to be meat to the context of not eating it during 9 days. It's different than it's not a tafshos al basar because it's baked in the oven simultaneously with the meat. You can have it with milk, but it would not make you, it would not be this gather of fleshes. You couldn't have milk with it, that's all. You would be able to have milk afterwards. Similarly, I've been asked if someone cut an onion with a meat knife during the 9 days. So you would be allowed to eat that onion, even though you can't have it with milk, but that onion would be permitted. Sivkan samachtal, va'asur mebesa oif. Now, the minig is not to eat poultry, the same as not, we don't eat meat. Now, if there's someone who cannot have dairy, mutl lechol besa oif v'basamuloch gimel yomim, he would be allowed to have poultry or the beef that was salted for 3 days. Someone who's nursing and the milk is not good for the child if she doesn't eat meat, would be lenient to even let them have beef. Now, when you're dealing with people who are lactose intolerant or there are people who are allergic to dairy, so you could argue, Mishnah Berurah says, if yesh lechem acha chalav, so you can have basar of or basar melach. We're not giving them beef, but chicken is a level less. It happens to be that for some people, fish is fine, they'll manage. And it's certainly the Shavuot Shel Chalbo will try to be more strict. But to allow poultry before Shavuot Shel Chalbo, certainly I think we would be lenient for someone who could not have any dairy. And as far as the nursing mother, again, the same thing. If she needs it, she needs it. But if the milk is fine without beef, then she wouldn't be allowed to have it either. Sifkan samachei ubasim aluach, meat that's been salted, afilim isman ruba, even for a long time, we don't have it. There's still some simcha, not as much simcha as meat that hasn't been salted, but we treat it like poultry that we don't eat it during 9 days. Sifkan samach vav, and we don't have yayin toseis. Tainu toch gimel adrisa so. It's been 3 days, within 3 days of being squeezed, the grape juice. Shulnasuk is sweet, ve'enu chozak is not strong, or poslik ha-mizbech, it's unfit for the mizbech. We still don't drink it. V'chein kol elon iskram, the elon, all the things mentioned above, even though you wouldn't put on the mizbech poultry and the like. V'kamakum kiblu avoseinu aleim le'asor kol mine bos of yayin l'maisa, our avos, our ancestors, accepted upon themselves to prohibit all kinds of meat, including poultry and wine and grape juice, during the 9 days. So even though it is not yet wine, we would not have it either.
But the concept of grape juice like didn't exist. Like you just
let's call
it turned it into wine.
Right. It was the inferior, immature wine. Exactly. Sifkan samach zayin. Umutul lishtos. Now the mechaber says you can't have wine for havdala or birchas hamazon. To b'haygavnu lo kiblu alayu. They didn't accept the chumrah of not having wine the entire time of from the shul shachalba or from Rosh Chodesh, if for havdala. And they didn't have it for benching, kemo the inyan shar sudas mitzvah, like any other sudas mitzvah you're allowed. Sifkan samaches, v'nohagin lahach, but the minigus t'imachma, says the Ramah. Kim the efshel l'mita melatina, because there's an etza to give a child to drink. Ma'ashen kim b'shar sudas mitzvah, by sudas mitzvah, that's not an etza. Sifkan samaches, shtolishtos yayin b'chazam mazon. So our minigus is not to have wine for benching. Poshet, the kolzeh ma'ay b'chazam mazon nechol. Now it's poshet, this is talking about weekday benching. Birchas hamazon of Shabbos for three meals, for sure it's mutter. Now, as far as shalshudas is concerned, pashtus, it means if you're having shalshudas early, you know, it's a long day, so you're benching before shkia. The Shaharzion Ayin Hei says, even if nimshech hasuda achat sheicha, even if the meal goes to the evening. So I'm at a loss what he's referring to exactly. Shalshudas, if it went to the evening, you're not having benching halakos. He said, let's say that his minig was to bench halakos. He's going to the line, kolz and my birch is on the chol. Finish to the sheikh. I'm not sure exactly.
It could be one of the cases in the barn brachos, or that's not
lamaisa. Then what happened?
The nimshal sasuda, so you didn't make
abdallah. Right, maybe something odd like that. I don't know. Sivkan ayin el nois latinik. So the eitz is to give to a child. That's the Ramah's eitzah. Shegil chinuch. It should be a child who's chinuch age. The yishterov akoyis, and the child should drink most of the cup. The davkem lo higia idayin hisabel a Yerushalayim. But he shouldn't be old enough to understand avelus for Yerushalayim. So therefore, he is allowed to have the grape juice or wine. The davkem bezeshu mitzvah. We're only going to be lenient because it's a mitzvah. Abelo mitzvah without the mitzvah, after any odelis abel, even if he's too young to understand avelus, also basav yankishu bar, if he's healthy, we're not going to give him to drink wine or eat meat. So the age we're talking about is a child who is 6, 7, 8 years old, something like that, and he's old enough to make brachas and be yotzei the bracha, but he's not old enough to participate in the avelus. So the Ramah says, rather than drink the wine yourself for havdalah, give the havdalah to drink to this child. The pashtus is the one making havdalah is not drinking at all. The notes on the side bring that the chazanish would sip from it before giving it to the child, that he would take a little bit and the child would drink the rest.
Why would we, if you don't have a ticket that's young enough that doesn't know how to do it, it's still a ticket.
No. No, it has to be young enough it can't misabel.
Right,
the other way. He has to be old enough. Let's say the child is 4 or 3.
Right.
We're not giving it to him.
Right,
he's not in brachas.
Right. Let's say he's 12.
Yeah, then he's drinking himself.
So
if a child is 10, 11, 12.
Not my to give it to Katana anyways.
Why should you give it to Katana? Our meaning is not to give it to Katana.
I mean, that's only mitzvah chidah. Here it's more of a minig aleim that a person has not to drink. It still should be a difference if you're Katana and
adult. So he brings in the notes that the stipler said that you can give a child to drink until bar mitzvah. Because it's even at 13, they don't know how to misabel in Yerushalayim. That was his pshat. He also makes him a b'yashav. If the child is yodei l'sabel, you give it to the child. Still odd if the child should drink. Because for him it's a din chinuch, for the adult it's me'ikar hadin. Okay.
So
that's your time.
Yeah, that's my time. But yeah. So if you'd have 2 children, you'd give it to one that's not yodei.
Right. Sifkan ayin aleph. The shtois havdolah. If there is no child, so he's drinking himself. Al birchas amos nivarech lo kais. But benching, we would bench without a kais. Kimin yesh poiskim de afshlo shosha orchlin tzichin kais. Because there are those who hold that even 3 who bench together don't need a kais. Al kapon b'chei gav nishim sechalai. So certainly in the case of the 9 days, we're going to rely on them. Sifkan ayin beis usudas mitzvah v'chulu. Now, if this is usudas mitzvah, the Rama says, like mila pidin aben, then you're allowed to have meat and wine. Ubezeh afilu koshal birchas amos and yesh lahatu lishtos. For this case, then even the kos of benching we would allow. The logar miyayish b'tochas suda l'hutur. The same way we allow wine during the meal for usudas mitzvah, it's not worse. We would allow wine for birchas amos. Sifkan ayin gimel v'siyim meseches u'mikol mokum l'mizdamim b'limudo ha'siyim lo yamar o ya'achlish v'lzeh. If you make a siyim, you can eat meat and drink wine. But if the siyim, if your learning doesn't bring you to the siyim, don't hurry to finish up, or don't delay making the siyim for the sake of eating meat during 9 days. V'gam lo ha'ya oisesud b'shar ha'yomim efshel yasen gamat. And if you wouldn't have made a siyim the rest of the year, then you probably shouldn't make a siyim now either. But if a taka works out and it's proper, so then not only are the Messiahim allowed to eat, but even those who didn't learn with them can eat. If they'd come at any time that he'd make a siyum during the year, they would come and attend, so then they can come then as well. If you take a look in Be'er Halacha, the siyum meseches, ayim ashek sad mishnebura de mutaram lechol af osan shalom di mohen. The Mishnah Berura says that even those who didn't learn can eat at the siyum. This is the Magen Avraham Eli Rabba. If Yaakov Emden wants to say this refers to people who support those who learn financially, and includes the gaboyim who watch over them and their attendants, all of them are allowed to eat, even if it's a lot of people. But to invite others besides these because of honor or friendship or any other benefit, Isser Gomer, totally forbidden. However, it's also poshut that if those who come help with the suud, it's okay. The Gemara says, "Tasteily learn from me." The Chayavim Misayim Rabban Meseches. When the Talmidim would finish the Mesech, Ta'avin and Yamatar Rabban, make them a special suda. Moshe Kasa Magenefam. So the Be'er Halacha seems to frown on this concept of having people come to the suda that aren't connected to the suda, and the Mishnah Berurah will discuss it again. Sifkan Ayin Hay that. Anyone who's shaykh to the Suda, and people who come to the Suda are regular, so they could come, but otherwise not. And he says not to plan it and not to make sure to work it out just so. So first of all, there are those who disagree. There are those who hold you can plan the Siyum for that time. And some hold it's fakert, it's being Marbet Torah, because people are learning more to be able to finish and time to make the Siyum. But what's questionable is, when you have a sudas siyum for people you have absolutely no shaykhis to. There are places, eateries, restaurants. You make a siyum during 9 days, you get a free dinner, and then the whole restaurant listens to your siyum, and then they serve dinner. I don't know if there's basis in the Mishnah Berurah for that. Maybe find some other safer, but that is very questionable. Then you get into the shaila of summer camps. So one could argue in summer camp, the whole camp is one chabura. And if you make a siyum, the whole chabura, even though I would think it's one bunk, maybe the bunk is a chabura. But in camps, I think we also, they make one, make siyum, and everyone eats. And there are gedolim who said that was okay. There are gedolim who said that's okay. One person can make a siyum in a summer camp, and everyone can eat, because all considered one chevra shaf. But people you don't have shaykhs to, not. And I know there are those who count it the other way. Daf can make the siyum after 9 days and make it beautiful and opulent and then no shaylas. But lamaisa, people do make siyum during the 9 days. And again, there are definitely who's be samechan. But those who come and eat place of the suda, really should only be those who would have come even if it wouldn't be the 9 days. Sifkan ayin daud. The Ramah says, suda smitzah includes mila, pidin aben, siyum esechta, usudas erisin. Now there's a problem. Usudas Eirsin, after Mavor Le'elbasif Beis Dosh Lazo Sudas Eirsin. We learned in this second Se'if that you don't make Sudas Eirsin in 9 days. After the marriage Shlobo Shas Eirsin, maybe it's the Suda that wasn't at the time of the Kedushin, or Shlobo Veis Arusa, so not in the house of the Arusa, the Lek is Simcha Kolkach, there's not such Simcha, V'yeshem Mochin Eirsh Neteva, some people just take the words out. If you look in Be'er Gerla, right on top, right next to the Amal, he points out about the East Elsif Bays, they know it's in Sudas Erisin. Maybe it's a special case. He's not married, there's no children, special mitzvah. There's a problem. We're worried. How does the Ramah say Sudas Erisin? You're not supposed to make Sudas Erisin. So either it's a technicality or in a special case. So the notes bring from Vilna Goin that it's a tos. It said, Vesiyah Meseches. And then the following Rosh Tevis, Vav Samach Aleph. Vav Samach Aleph. So someone opened it up, Usudas Erisin. That's not what it was. Vav Samach Aleph stands for Usfarim Acherim. The Siyam Meseches Usfarim Acherim. The Siyam does not have to be on a tractate of the Gemara. There's other Sfarim you can also make a Siyam on. You can make a Siyam on Mishnayis. Remember, you can make a Siyam on Mikra. If you learn it properly. So the Gaon says, take out, there's no Sudas Eiris in here. It's Vav Samach Aleph, and it should be a Svar Macherim. That's his...
And it says, because in that Brown it says...
Svar Macherim. No question, absolutely.
Can you see that Ramah's argument?
In what way? By Havdalah? He's sure arguing. Mechaber says, you make Havdalah, and he says, don't make Havdalah. No. We're not even saying that's not. No one's mekabel that. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Who eats meat and who drinks wine? Kol hashayachem l'suda. Everyone shayach l'suda. Sifkan ayin hey. Kol hashayachem l'suda. Hainu. Kol misha hoylich b'sman ach l'suda zu. Anyone who would have gone to the meal had it been any other time. Hey machmas kurver, either because they're related, or machmasu or havo, or good friend. There are women who also shaykh the suda in places that would allow them to come. Gamkin muta, that's permitted to. The wife of a bal hasuda is mutter, even if it's a siyum, and the children, but they just sent to the house not. In other words, mila pidin aben, so the women who are shaykh, of course, will eat. And see him as sechlas too, even though sometimes women don't go to see him, but if she comes and her husband's Messiah, her children are Messiah, and it's appropriate that they are there, they would also eat. Sending food to the house doesn't work. So the shaila is, do you have to be present at the siyum itself to eat fleishiks at the siyum suda? And they bring from Moshe that since the suuda is a suda mitzvah, it's not necessary to actually hear the words of the siyum, which may be different from the Siyum Erev Pesach for Bechor. Here, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Sudas Mitzvah Pidin Aben, Bismillah, Siyum Esach, it's all Sudas Mitzvah. So, and if you weren't at the Bismillah itself, you can't eat at the Sudas Mitzvah, you can. It's a Sudas Mitzvah. So l'chor, the same thing here. If you weren't at the actual siyum, if you're part of the suda siyum masechta, that's sufficient, even if you didn't hear the siyum either as well. Because the tanam active. But as far as the suda has to be the suda, to send some food somewhere else, someone can come, that doesn't work, to send them elsewhere. Sivka na'invov. The Rambam says, you should be mitzamsem and don't be moisif. Hainu. Mishlo bo machmas kurv. If someone's not coming because he's related, oh, avas reyim, or he's not a good friend, baklecha v'lishtas is coming to eat and drink, it's a free a chance to have fleshiks. Avera hu b'yadai. He's not allowed to come. It's an avera. That's what the Rambam is saying. You should mitzamsem. This is only for the people who should be here. Sivkan ayin zayin. Rak minyan mitzumsum. Then the Ramot narrows it down. And he says, up till now we're talking about 9 days from Rosh Chodesh. When you get to Shulchan Chalba, only a minyan should have meat and milk. I mean, some meat and wine. Only a minyan should have, a minyan mitzumsum should have fleishiks and wine. Rak minyan mitzumsum, hainu. Milvad hakroivim hapsulim le'edus. This is in addition to your relatives who are pasul le'edus. Milvad habali mitzvah, and in addition to the bal mitzvah, you can add 10 for reyes. So the minyan mitzumsum is in addition to the close relatives and the bal simcha. V'hashar oichem achachov, and everyone else you serve the milchiks. V'nei b'levush kasev demersh chodesh atishim of loichem minyan mitzumsum. The levush writes that from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av you take exactly a minyan. Others take 10 in addition to the relatives who are shaykh to the Baal HaSuda. The Chayodim quotes the Levush. However, is mashma, you could be leaning like the Ramah and only be machma like this from Shabbos, not from Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh had Shavuah Shechal B'Tisha B'Av Mutlazam and call HaShaykh M'Suda feel the Kam Minyonim. If it's from a Shchodesh till Shavuot Shachalba, you can invite whoever you want, many minyanim. If it's Shavuot Shachalba, that's when it's the people who should be there, and maybe 10 more, to make it Simchadim. V'mchal ha-milo siyam mesechtas b'tishvah b'shachalba Shabbos. If the milo or siyam mesechta occur on tishvah b'shachalba Shabbos, l'kuli amamut l'zamah kol krimi shirtzah. Certainly you can invite whoever you want. So it's a very funny language in Mishnah Berurah. If he meant to say that if the Mila is on Shabbos or the Siyam is on Shabbos, you can invite whoever you want. What does that mean? It's Shabbos. You don't need the Mila or the Siyam to eat meat or drink wine on Shabbos. So the notes on the side bring that that's not what it means. It has to mean that if Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos and was pushed to Sunday, then the previous week you can invite whoever you want. That's what it's trying to say. He doesn't mean if it actually occurred the meal on Shabbos. It can't be. Right. It's still for the Shavuot Shechal. There are people who are particularly careful as it gets closer to Tisha B'Av not to make these siyumim, not to make these parties, to avoid these issues. So therefore, you know, even in a camp scenario, I don't know what to do Shavuot Shechal. To the Shavuot before Shavuot Shechal, for certainly, you can have the concept of Kama Minyonim and it makes more sense. Shavuot Shechal, they don't do it. That would make sense to me. The Shul Shechab would be more careful with this. I remember someone locally made a siyum, was playing a siyum like the day before Tisha B'Av, and I was going to invite a bunch of people. And I got a notice about this, said, I'm sorry, I would not eat fleishiks at such a siyum 2 days before Tisha B'Av. And eventually it became a whole tumult, and I think they scratched it. I think they scratched it. People said, you know, I was going to make a tumult, they said, I want the fleishiks. I'm like, I can show up for the siyum, but I'm not going to hang around and eat anything. And that got them wondering, and then I think eventually they changed the siyum for like Shabbos Lacha. Sivka Anayin Ches. Be'erev Tisha B'Av Shari. Erev Tisha B'Av, it's mutter to have a Sudas Mitzvah, as long as it's not Sudas Mafsekas. Ovad Shiasen Ekoidim Chatzos. And the Shabur says you should make the Sudas before Chatzos as well, even if a person makes a bris, Erev Tisha B'Av, you serve fleishiks. What else do you serve at a bris? But make sure that it's going to be before Chatzos. So years ago, I was doing a seed program, and a fellow comes to me with a shayla that he and his 19-year-old daughter have finished Seder Zeroyim. Can she make the siyum for them to eat fleishiks? Wait, she finished saying this word. Can they eat fleishiks? Can they have any fleishiks? L'chora, she can eat fleishiks. I don't know if anyone else can eat fleishiks. This is a... I don't know. I didn't know the answer then. It's a... You know, there's a Shabbat a katan. But a katan, l'chora, is better. Because a katan, even if he's not machui, even Talmud Torah, but the din is he learns Torah. For a girl to make a simon say the Zoyim, which is quite an accomplishment, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that would qualify. I remember they asked me this question, and I was stumped. I don't know. And I never saw the Shaila, but there are people who have such Shailas. So the answer should be, make a big Suda, do it after Tisha B'Av, so everyone could enjoy. You know? But, Ma'at Shuhoye Kach Hoye.